McGill Daily Special Issue, we'll be hearing an interview with Lee Miracle, who is a Canadian First Nations poet and author. Some of the books that she's known for is Raven Song and I Am Woman, A Native Perspective on Sociology and Feminism. During this interview, we'll be hearing her perspective on the treatment of two-spirited folk in Indigenous communities.
So just to maybe start off, could you explain what it means to be two-spirited, or what that identity sort of encompasses?
I don't feel real comfortable about explaining it so much as saying that it began with the acceptance of the term in the 90s, early 90s, at a conference of two-spirited people in Manitoba. I used it in I Am Woman earlier than that, but, you know, as a non-two-spirited people, I don't really have any right to identify who is two-spirited.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard it means it encompasses the transgendered community, what my great niece calls fluid sexuality and what I think Europeans call bisexuality, queer and gay and lesbian people. It's sort of an umbrella of all the various terms.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so why is the word spirited sort of emphasized rather than maybe other terms such as sexuality or gender, do you think?
Because we don't have other sexuality or gendered in our languages, likely. But we do have spirited, two-spirited.
Okay. So I guess, just from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, just traditionally, two-spirited people were sort of treated as doubly blessed or even as sacred.
Yes.
So traditionally, what sort of ceremonies or rituals were they associated with or took part of?
Generally, they were the healers.
Okay.
They would be the conductors of ceremony and healing in the community. Sometimes they were ceremonial feast cooks and so on and so forth. But I have seen a few of them be caretakers of children, the teachers of children. You know, when their parents were working, I remember spending a lot of time with these two gentlemen in our community that were two-spirited.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that is?
Nobody's talked about it much. It just sort of was accepted. You know, I didn't even think about it. They were a couple, and they didn't have children, so they loved children, but they didn't have any, so we were their kind of surrogate kids, I guess, or something like that. I don't know. It's not something that we ever questioned or talked about. It was just an accepted thing.
Okay. Just in your talk that you mentioned last week, and sort of what's been talked about in general, I guess, is that two-spirited were sort of treated in this accepted way in the community and had roles. And how is this different sort of, like, compared to the historical way that they were treated in Indigenous communities to the modern day, I guess, especially with regards to before and after colonialism?
Yeah, I think it's up and down, you know, like, when Europeans first came, and there's lots of evidence of this in the old records and so on and so forth, and anthropologists are always digging around in the old records, but the old Jesuit relations mention two-spirited people. I think they called them berdash, which is a French word, and they were horrified because it was out in the open in Europe. Of course, everybody was in a closet. And that has actual repercussions. There was actual closets where people were beat to death for that sort of thing in Europe during the feudal times and even into the 1800s. But in our communities, they were out in the open, and they had a, you know, very, very prominent role in our community. And so there was a lot of commentary on it. And, you know, I've read much of that commentary. And then during the Christianization period, I would say from about the 1840s onward, earlier in the East, there was influence by the Christians from 1630s onward. And then the resistance of the traditionalist movements which was to go back to the original culture. But sometimes they didn't go back to the period of acceptance of two-spirited people. So there are still some Aboriginal communities that don't accept two-spirited people today. And then, of course, the horrors of residential school created really terrible feelings toward two-spirited people. I remember a conversation with a gay man and myself and a Native man who'd been to residential school. And they came from my reading of I Am Woman. I did a reading for the gay male community in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was all men and me. It's kind of interesting. But these men got into a discussion about he was raped by men, you know, in residential school, and he had thought they were gay. And, you know, the men explained to him, no, that's pedophilia, and that's a sickness, not a sexuality. So they had a lot of conversation with him and helped him to understand two-spiritedness and so on like that. So there's that, you know, that mm-hmm. influence, not so much as colonialism, just colonialism, but the abuses, the colonial abuses of Aboriginal kids in school, which distorted their feelings toward two-spirited people. It's different that when women are battered because they object to their husband's patriarchy or to someone's patriarchal, force. Being gay is what they are being criminalized for. And so they've always had the heaviest burden in our communities in terms of anti-women. And it is anti-women to abuse gay people for being gay. It has to do with the patriarchy. So it's kind of a gendered violence. And we are part and parcel of the same patriarchal violence. But I think two-spirit people bear the greater burden of that, because it's a matter of just being. And I think that starts real early in life. I have seen two-spirited children more abused than their counterparts, you know, female counterparts, at the hands of patriarchy.
That's really hard to hear.
Yeah, and it's really hard to explain. But I think that two-spirited people bear the brunt of patriarchal violence.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that is the end of sort of the questions that I had. Did you have anything else that you wanted to sort of say about the subject, or?
No, but I hope other people besides myself take up, and, you know, people like Leanne Simpson and so on, Audrey Huntley and all these other gals that are taking up the standard of, opposing patriarchy. I hope more and more people oppose patriarchy and support the restoration of the position of two-spirited people in our communities.
Okay. All right,
that's all I got to say about that.
Hey! 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 Put the knife down! Put the knife down! Put the knife down!